hands, and bring your hand and put it into my side. Thomas answered and said to him, My Lord and my God. Jesus said to him, Have you come to believe because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and have believed. Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples that are not written in this book, but these are written that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that through this belief you may have life in his name. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Today, the second Sunday of Easter, we celebrate Divine Mercy Sunday. And some of you might be wondering how that came about. The year of 2000, April 30th of 2000, John Paul II canonized Sister Mary Faustina Kowalski as a saint. And part of her mission and part of the revelation that she shares with us through this past century is the divine mercy of Jesus Christ that was revealed to her. And she wrote it down, and Jesus Christ asked that the second Sunday of Easter be declared Divine Mercy Sunday. So St. John Paul II declared, because of the revelation of St. Faustina, that this Sunday would be considered Divine Mercy Sunday throughout all the dioceses throughout the world. And we see the divine mercy of Jesus in today's gospel reading, don't we? Here Jesus comes into the midst of the apostles just on Easter Sunday that evening. They were afraid, they were scared, they thought that they too were going to be crucified by the Roman emperors, and they were afraid of what could happen to them. And they all, if you remember what happened at the crucifixion, they all scattered. Peter denied Jesus Christ, and the only apostle that stayed at the foot of the cross was John. John with Mary Mother, and also other women who were faithful to Jesus. But John was the only one who stayed. The rest scattered out of fear that they would be the next ones to be crucified. So when Jesus entered through the locked doors and was in their midst, I'm sure they thought he was going to chew them out. How dare you abandon me? You were with me for 3 years, and this is how you treat me. But no, what's his first words? Peace be with you. He wished them that his peace. He gave them his love and his mercy. And I'm sure they were caught off guard. They were embarrassed. They were ashamed of their actions. But Jesus always looked into their eyes and saw the good and wished them peace. Peace in his presence. And then as we come and further, he calls them what? As the Father has sent me, I send you. And Jesus, looking upon those that crucified him, that denied him in the public sector of Jerusalem and throughout the region, they denied and persecuted and desired for his death. Jesus wished for the apostles to go forth and to share the peace and love of God with them. Again, he didn't seek revenge for the people that crucified him or desired for his crucifixion, but he gave them his divine mercy and his divine love. And we see this spilled out again for the people of that age, but also for us here today. What does Jesus do? He breathed on them the Holy Spirit and said, whose sins you forgive are forgiven, and whose sins you retain are retained. And this is where we get the sacrament of reconciliation. Jesus empowered the apostles as the first priests and leaders of the church to go forth as he has gone forth in the persona Christi to forgive our sins and to bring his divine mercy into our very lives each and every day through the sacrament. And if you can imagine, how did the apostle Thomas feel affectionately known as Didymus. He was very firm in his belief that Jesus hadn't risen, that he was not the resurrected Jesus. He said, unless I see him with my own eyes, I'm not going to believe. He'd had nothing to do with the other apostles that had already witnessed this because he missed it the evening of Easter Sunday. So he's very firm, and he was very convicted in his belief that this wasn't true, that Jesus would rise from the dead. So Jesus again enters through the door, and he says, peace be with you. And the first thing he says to Thomas is, look at my hands and my feet and my side. What does Jesus do? He looked at him with great love. He probably smiled at him and saw the goodness in him. And the first thing that Thomas does is he gets down on his knee and he says, my Lord and my God. And this is how Jesus is referred to in the Old Testament. Everywhere throughout the Old Testament, we hear them refer to God and Jesus as my Lord and my God. So we see the revelation from the Old being tied into the New Testament. And you see, we all are doubting Thomas's. We all at times take our faith for granted or question our faith of what we believe and why we believe it. And Jesus desires on divine mercy, but every Sunday, to bring his mercy and help us to increase our faith. That's what he desires for us each time we come to this table and pray for each other and receive the resurrected Jesus in the Eucharist. He desires to come to us every time we come here to help our faith to be deeper, for us to grow in our conviction, and to love him and be more faithful to his teachings and sharing his message. And that's what Divine Mercy Sunday is specifically about, is sharing the mercy that God has poured out on us with those we encounter when we leave these doors, that we'll be strengthened with the conviction, but also be bolder and more upright in our belief and our boldness to share that belief with others. Because the world needs us, even our local community. There's so many people that have no belief, and we are the vessel of Jesus Christ today to share that message with those we encounter, even in some small way as we leave here. We're very blessed in this world. We're very blessed to be a part of this community and to be in the United States. I have the opportunity a week from today, I'm flying with the University of Mary students to Central America. We're going to Peru to do a mission trip. I was blessed to be asked and feel honored to be going with them. The physical therapy, occupational therapy, nursing, nurse practitioner, and engineering students are going down there on a mission trip. So I'm going to be a part of that. And it's an opportunity for them to grow in their faith, but also to share the love and mercy of Jesus Christ with those they encounter. We'll all be more convicted in our faith, I'm sure, from this experience. But we'll have opportunities to share the love and mercy of Jesus Christ with these people that live very humbly. They don't even have heat or furnaces in their homes. They're so poor. They just sleep with a lot of blankets and a lot of clothes on because wood is so rare. They only use coal or wood for cooking, and they sleep in very, very humble conditions. So I ask you to pray for me and those going on this trip. But all of us are called through a baptism to show and shine the divine mercy of Jesus Christ with those we encounter. This morning we're going to have 8 of our young people join us at the table. Let us pray in a special way for them, that the grace of Jesus Christ will come into their lives, strengthen their faith, and allow them to be vessels of his love and mercies, just as he is we are vessels to share the love and mercy of those we encounter this coming week.